The Oneidas Foyle Cup began away back in 1992 with just 8 teams and a one-day tournament. I suppose our City of Culture year, we thought that was going to mark the pinnacle of our development, and that we had 164 teams here for a five-day festival of football. Fast forward now to 2018, and we have 400 teams here for 6 days. And they really are coming from all over the world. I mean, we're delighted to report that our friends from America are bringing no fewer than 16 teams and something in the region of 650 people for between 10 and 14 days. We have teams coming from Finland, from France, from Sweden, from all over the UK, England, Scotland, and indeed all over Ireland. So we're delighted that all our hard work has been recognised by the teams wanting to come here. It's been recognised by the hotel and catering industry in the town, and it's recognised by our funders, in particular the two council areas here, Derry and Strabane District Council and the Causeway Coast and Glens Council.
And it says it all insofar as the fact that the numbers have grown, that obviously the experience has been a very good one for many, and they keep coming back and the word is spreading.
Absolutely. I mean, I have never ventured outside of Derry to sell this tournament or to market it, you know. And even as I talked to you this morning, I had an email from Colorado, a guy wanting, you know, befriend me, and he wants to bring a team next year. Now, I mean, this is absolutely fantastic, you know, that people want to travel so far. But the tournament's one thing, you know, and the standard of organisation is good, the playing surfaces are good, the quality of refereeing is good. But you know what sells it most of all? The local hospitality. I mean, the people of the Northwest are renowned for how they go that extra mile to make sure the visitors are well catered for, you know, and I couldn't speak highly enough of them. No matter what we ask in terms of, you know, bed nights, breakfast, lunches, evening meal, I mean, it's delivered to a very, very high standard. I reckon somewhere in the region of maybe 13,500 bed nights as a result of this tournament. And a significant number of those are in Donegal. I think there's, for example, there's 7 teams, I think, staying in Bunkrana. You know, and there's teams staying in Mavullen, there's teams staying in Letterkenny, you know. So it really does, you know, reach across the whole northwest area, right from Coleraine, right through to Dunree, Illies, Bunkrana, Cockhull, you know, right the whole way, and up into Kildrum and Killay. Fantastically.
I'm speaking with Michael Hutton of the Foyle Cup Organising Committee. And Michael, just the actual age groups involved, just to give people some further details, what ages are we talking about?
Yeah, we start with under 9s, then we have 10s, 11s, 12s, 13s, 14s, 15s, 16s, 17s, 19s. We have under 9 gears, under 11 gears, under 13 gears. We have a ladies' competition, and there's 3 American teams in that alone. And then we have a competition which we're delighted we started last year, Sports with Disability. And we have 3 teams, Glentoran, Celtic Sion, and Oxford Bulls, competing in that. And they will actually lead the parade in the city centre. A great honour for them to lead something in the region of 6,000 young people. When you look at the quality of teams in that parade, those sports with disability teams will actually lead them in for the Mayor's Welcome on Tuesday morning.
And you touched on it earlier about people staying in parts of Donegal, and there is a big knock-on effect economically, because this actually generates a lot of money which filters back into many local communities.
Well, the estimates over, I think it was about 2 years ago when we had something like 334 teams, was that over £2 million contributed to the local economy as a result of the Foyle Cup. I would like to think now that we're talking maybe £2.5 million, you know. But and saying that, you know, we're doing this for the love of the sport and the love of the youth, and it's great that the city and the Northwest get the benefits, because, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot, and we're really promoting tourism, we're promoting the local area, and even, you know, locally here, I mean, there's lots of special Foyle Cup offers that different companies have created, you know, they show their appreciation and to the people that's come on, because there's huge numbers. And you also have to remember Clippers happening the same week as well. So not only are we going to get a lot out of it in terms of our football, but the teams will get a lot out of it too, with the enjoyment of the Clipper Festival as well.
And fair to say that quite a few household names at a younger age enjoyed the experience of playing in the Foyle Cup, the likes of Robbie Keane, Stephen Ireland, John O'Shea, and of course Shane Duffy.
That's correct. You know, I mean, I could list them, you know, I mean, and I'm more au fait with local players who have played and have gone on. But, you know, if you take the length and breadth of Ireland, I mean, I was in Thornhill last year at 10-1 match, and a Premier League scout came up who knew me, and he started to chat to me, and he says, "You wouldn't know this." He says, "How many Premier League clubs are represented at this ground today, scouting talent?" And I says, "You're right, I wouldn't know." He says, "You have 17 Premier League scouts," he says, "at this one match today." Now, that is unbelievable, you know, that 17 Premier League scouts come to Derry, they scout talent, but I always say this is a great showcase for Irish kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And the games themselves, what sort of duration do they take? What's the format? There's a group.
Soccer is largely 15 minutes each way, so it's 30-minute games. And then because the other age groups play every day, I mean, professional footballers say they can't play twice a week. We're playing every single day. The time ranges from 25 minutes to 35 minutes each way, depending on the age group. But bear in mind then that, you know, they're playing every single day here, right up from Monday to Saturday. So it's a fantastic weekend. You know what delights me more than anything? The amount of preparation the clubs put into this tournament. You know, as soon as this one's over, they'll start in September, picking their squad, training their squad, challenge matches, you know, just to get ready for the O'Neill's Foyle Cup tournament. Absolutely fantastic.
And for the teams taking part, if you lose a couple of games in the group early on, then you've different competitions, Shield and Rose and Bowl.
Correct,
and,
yes.
So there's always something to play for.
The section sorts out who continues in the Foyle Cup, but then those that are not top or section go into the Plate or the Rose Bowl or the Shield. I mean, I'm not joking when I say this, like, but there's something like £19,000 in trophies spent in this tournament alone, because we want every kid that we can possibly reach to go away with a souvenir of their visit to the northwest area, to the city, and a souvenir.
Now, you need plenty of stewards and officials and helpers, but we also need referees. You need a fair few for a competition like this?
Well, we have approximately 150 referees here for the tournament. Now, the referees, obviously Northwest and indeed Donegal, Ireland, they're here from England, they're here from Scotland. We have 8 here from Holland, they're here from Hungary, they're here from America. Something in the region of 150, and I can tell you, like, not only do they enjoy the competition, but they enjoy the socialising each evening. They've fallen in love. They call this city their second home, and you know, the Dutch are coming this last 7-8 years. They won't miss it. The Scottish are the same, and the English are the same. They just want to be and renew their friendships with the local referees here, and the crack among them is unbelievable. I mean, they are probably the biggest team in the tournament when you think there's 150 on the team, you know, whereas the underage teams, there's 14 or 16 or 18 players. That referee team's very strong, very strong.
Now, you've mentioned teams from America, also from Africa, Sweden, France, Finland, England, Scotland, all over Ireland, and I suppose the English teams that come over that are associated with clubs that we know of will, by just their name, attract added interest and larger attendances.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But, you know, your Hibernians and, you know, your Partick Thistles and your Sheffield Uniteds, they're all great. But, like, when you take the numbers that are travelling with these American teams, I mean, there's a Dorchester. And sent me an email yesterday, a picture of them on the bus here, coming here. Now, they're bringing two teams. There's 140 people on that party coming here to the city for the Foyle Cup tournament. Tampa Bay Rowdies contacted me this morning at Dublin Airport. They arrived at 7:05. 18 players. There's 64 people in the group. You know, I mean, it's absolutely amazing. Like, these teams travelling such a distance will actually bring in more spectators with them than the average local team.
Yeah. And so just rounding matters off, it all gets underway on Monday with games across the northwest: Derry, Strabane, Mavaddy, Eglinton, Greysteel, Coleraine, Lifford, Calais, yes, Buncrana, Mayville, Greencastle, Burt, the list goes on. And it's on during the week, and then we come to the various finals And when does it conclude?
Well, the Gaels finals are on the Wednesday. We have something like five or six finals on the Friday, and we have four finals on the Saturday. But just before you go, I know it's a late call, but we do have one vacancy at 2007, and we do have one vacancy at either 2002 or 2003. So if anybody could fill those two places at 2007, 2002 or 2003, please give me a ring, and I'm happy to give my home number.
And that relates to the year that the kids are born.
Correct. Yep. Correct. 028-71-35-9734. And we do say fill the place at under 11, fill the place at under 15, under 16 first.
And if you're ringing from the south, it's 048-71-359-734. And for people to follow it in this day of electronic communication, no doubt there'll be plenty of photographs and Facebook postings. If somebody wants to check on their local side and the results, probably what's the easiest way to keep an eye on things?
Well, honestly, there's a fantastic app on the apps page there. It's Tourneo Pal. It's just Foil Cup. And I have never seen an app that is as effective as that one is. They can also log into the website, www.foilcup.com, or they can follow us on Facebook. We have over 15,500 followers on Facebook alone already.
Great. Well, finally, Michael Hutton, chairman of this year's O'Neill's Foil Cup. No doubt you'd like to take this opportunity to wish each and every one of the participants all the very best. And it is only a game, but enjoy it. And
well, I would agree with you, and I would ask the public to turn out for the opening parade on Tuesday morning. We'll be leaving the University at McGee sharp at 10:30, and we'll walk along the Northland Road, Great James Street, Strand Road, Waterloo Place, into the Guildhall for the official welcome by the Mayor, John Boyle. And let's turn out and give him a huge Derry City welcome.
Yeah, and a really great occasion for all involved. Once again, many thanks for joining us, and we wish you the very best of luck, Michael.
Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the tournament. Much appreciated.